Blog Talk Radio.
And good early evening, very late afternoon, Wakefield community. This is Adam Pinkney of the AP course. Thank you again for joining into our show this evening. We're welcoming our special guest, Executive Director of the Wakefield-Winfield Chamber of Commerce, Mary Ann Cohen. Anthony Guadia will not be joining us for a couple minutes. He's running a little bit late. So I'm going to bring on Mary Ann right this moment. Mary Ann, are you connected? Hear me? Everything going good on your end?
It's wonderful. Thanks, Adam.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us again. Really appreciate that you took the time to chat with us everything about the chamber.
I'm really excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. So for those of our listeners that do not know you, why don't you give a little bit of background about yourself?
I would love to. I've been with the Chamber a little over a year. It was a year in May. And prior to that, I've had a very varied professional work experience. I started out graduating college. I went to the University of Rochester in New York. And I worked at Bank of New England, which was a very interesting thing because a year after I started, they started doing all the layoffs because they merged. So the first job out of college, it was a great learning experience. I moved into conference planning from there, and I did it for both a very small company and a very large company. I went from there to the USS Constitution Museum in Boston, where I was for about 19 years, and did everything from visitor services, marketing PR, event planning, and corporate development, and then started working at an etiquette consulting firm and have been doing that for about 11 years, and then started with the Chamber. So I've done a lot of for-profit and non-profit work, marketing, PR, event planning, all that fun stuff. That's a little bit about myself.
And that's a very diverse background. I mean, that's awesome that you've been involved with so many different projects and just, that's great.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Good, good. So I guess we'll get right into it. What exactly is the Chamber? How does it work? How does it operate? What do you see the Chamber as?
Sure. So the Wakefield-Winfield Chamber of Commerce, a lot of people think we are a government entity. We're not. We're a nonprofit. We have a board of directors, a very varied board of directors from both Wakefield and Winfield. And our role is to really make sure that Wakefield and Winfield is a great place to live and do business in. So our members, we have almost 250 members at this point, and they are businesses from not only Wakefield and Winfield, but businesses are in the surrounding area, the greater Boston area. And my job and the Chamber's job is to promote those businesses, but also to be the person who can, if they're having an issue with, one of the towns, or they want to promote an event, or they need some information on how to get something done, or someone wants to start a business. We do a lot of those types of different things. If someone's moving to the area, we can give them advice on maybe some merchants that they can visit, or, providing information about different businesses in town.
No, that's really great. So do you see the Chamber almost as an advocate for, the businesses in the surrounding community, not just specifically Wakefield and Winfield, but as you said, kind of nearby or in the northeastern part of the state?
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things about the Chamber world is that there, in almost every town surrounding us, there are chambers of commerce, and we all work very closely together. So we've been doing some programs together, which helps everybody, because one of the main benefits of joining a chamber is to network with other businesses. A lot of these people, they want to sell their product. They want to promote their business. So doing that through networking opportunities. And we, the Wakefield-Linfield Chamber, is really trying to work a lot with some of the other chambers that are similar to ours. So there are multi-chamber events. We started a women's networking group with four different chambers, with the Melrose, the Stoneham, and the Reading North Reading Chamber. And we're starting to create some other groups within our chamber, like the Young Professionals Networking Group, which everybody laughs because, everyone's thinking, well, I may not be young, but I like to say that you're as young as you feel, And even if you're not new to the professional world, there are people, the younger people do like to work with what we like to call the seasoned professionals because they can learn from them at every opportunity.
Oh, that's great. And so for these events, especially just because I have seen myself personally for like the Young Professional Nights, are those like a monthly event or how do you broadcast those or how do you get those out there?
Thank you for asking that. Great segue. The Young Professionals is actually the fourth Wednesday of every month. And what we've done is we have a steering committee of young professionals, and they are hosting meetings. And they will find different places to host them. And some of them have been educational. They've gotten speakers. Some have just been social. And it's a way for them just to informally network, not worrying about, you know, what do I do when I get there? You know, the educational ones, we had someone come in and talk about some marketing. We did a whole session on how to network because when I started the group, you know, they were saying, well, we need to go to these networking groups, but we don't know how to network. So teaching them how to do the networking, which has been great also. The next one, because it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, is the 26th, and it's going to be at Legal C-Bar. And all the events are on our website as well.
Oh, that's awesome, and great that you know, you have this group that's kind of, I'm sure it's helpful having help, you know, through the chamber. For those that have been listening to the show, listen to my background, I mean, I used to work with you, and it used to be just me there, so, you know, anytime you can get any help, you know, it's always a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's networking is like anything else. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So some people are just so afraid to walk into a room, but if they get to know these people and they know that, you know, someone they know is going to be there, it's going to make it easier for them. So, but that's, you know, all of, like I said, all of our events are on the website. And, you know, it's not just networking. I mean, we do have some business after hours. We're having our first before work breakfast, solely networking opportunity in a couple weeks as well. And that's going to be at Mola Bakery and Cafe on Tuttle Street, and that's on Tuesday the 25th. And it's just giving someone, you know, some people may not be able to go after work, that before work is easier for them. Because once you're, you know, if you're at work, it's hard to sneak out. So we want to give everyone the opportunity to mingle and meet other business professionals at all times.
Yeah, and great job going to Mola. They are awesome. I love their breakfast food.
We were talking about it the other day, and actually people need to realize that it's going to be a culinary experience. It's not going to be your usual bacon and eggs, which it's great. People need to check it out.
No, and like I said, it's awesome that you guys are going to be there. Obviously, we kind of talked a little bit about the Young Professional Nights and your business after hours and the new breakfast before hours, if you will. What other projects is the Chamber looking to work on or anything coming up specifically beyond those?
Sure. Well, one thing that we did new this year, which it was our inaugural awards program, and what we did was we sought nominations out through our website for both the Wakefield and the Linfield community. And we had three different awards for each. We had New Business of the Year, obviously a business that had come in over the last year, someone who just made an impact on the community for one reason or another. We had the Business of the Year, which was an established business. And once again, people were nominating businesses for several different reasons. And then we had the Unsung Hero Award. And, you know, we love, I'm going to promote all of them, but in Wakefield, the new business was the Italian Kitchen, and in Linfield was King's Bowling. They both, you know, have come into both towns to, you know, the Italian Kitchen, he will make things to order and gluten-free and his classes. King's Bowl, I think everyone knows what they do, but they're also very philanthropic, and they've done a lot of work with some great groups in both towns. Business of the Year for Wakefield went to HD Physical Therapy because they got a lot of nominations. They come to everything. They support every event in the area, not just Wakefield, but Linfield, Stoneham, and they're involved with Rotary and very great business. In Linfield, it was the Village Pharmacy, a family-owned business that's been there for a very long time, and the community wanted to recognize them for just being there and not being, you know, one of the chain stores as well, and being the to their customer service and, you know, feeling comfortable going in, which is great. And then the unsung hero, we had one in Wakefield. We unfortunately did not have one in Linfield, but this year in Wakefield it was Patrick Sullivan who, for those of you in Wakefield know, brought back the 4th of July parade. And it was a wonderful success. And, you know, we just want to honor him for doing that. But it could have been someone who, you know, with the, all the snow we had, they were shoveling someone out all the time, or, you know, just someone who went above and beyond. And it was a great program, and we're really excited to continue that in the following years and possibly expand upon that. So that's one thing that we did. We're really looking also to see how we can work with the businesses in both towns in educating them on things that they need to know about. So this morning, in fact, we had a social media time saver seminar where we had someone come in and talk about, you know, what do you need to do for social media? How can you do it in a, you know, manage your time and not have it consume you, which it can do. So a lot, we're trying to do education as well.
No, that's great. I mean, obviously those are definitely a big benefit, and kudos to you guys for coming up with those and adding those on. I know in previous years they've done some awards, but, you know, expanding on it and really kind of putting out the recognition for the businesses, that's really great. So, again, kudos to you guys. Actually, Anthony is with us, so I'm going to bring him on right now. Anthony, you connected?
I am. I'm so sorry for the delay.
It's okay. Life happens. Don't worry about it.
No, it's true. Just I had to work a little bit later than usual, but not a big deal. So I'm sorry for jumping in. Adam, you want to catch me up?
Basically, Mary Ann has been going over her past experiences, going over current chamber events, what the chamber is sort of looking to do in the future. Talked about the award ceremony from back in, was that in June, Mary Ann?
Yep, it was at our annual meeting.
Annual meeting, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much where we're at for the most part. Did you want to chime in on any of those things or to where you didn't hear anything, I'm guessing?
No, I'm sorry. I was on the phone, so I couldn't listen or else I would have. So I'm so sorry. I'm the worst. I know. But I did, you know, I do have a question. And again, if I'm repeating something, feel free to just shut me up. One curiosity I had was, you know, we're so lucky in Wakefield. We have a lot of civic activity. I think, you know, Adam and I have seen it through this radio show and just being involved, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary, the Civic League, Main Street. You have so many people together, and you also, but they all have different visions. What do you tell a small business when they come to town? You know, how do they know where to partner with? You know, I always wonder if businesses feel overwhelmed when they see all these different groups. And we had a similar discussion with the Rotary last week. You know, what makes the chamber different, you know? Is that a fair question?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's a great question. There's especially because the Wakefield-Linfield Chamber is different than a lot of different chambers. And it's a bonus in the fact that we have all these other groups. You know, I think the event planning committee wholeheartedly, because a lot of chambers, they do those events. Our event planning committee is phenomenal. You know, the Italian Festival is coming up a week from Saturday, and, you know, over 15,000 people come into our town, which is great. And then, you know, we have that. We have the Wakefield Area Association that puts on the festival by the lake. The Main Street program is trying to get up and running, which is wonderful. You know, I think businesses that come into town, what they need to do is get settled and figure out what's going to work for them. And whether that be talk to each of these groups one at a time or, you know, decide which ones fit with their mission and what they want to accomplish, because I think that they're all a little different. Now, with that being said, sometimes they are approached by all four or five different groups for donations or support. And I think that can be a little tough. But once they figure out what's going on. And I think that's something that as, you know, I'm saying I've only been in the job for a year. It's flown by. But we are all working together. You know, we do have someone from the event planning committee on our board of directors. You know, there's the merchant meeting group that meets, and I try and go to those, and the event planning committee goes to those. And then, of course, there's the Blossoms at the BB event, which, you know, is a co-hosted event between the BB Library and the Chamber of Commerce to raise funds for the library and their programs and the chamber and our programs. So I don't think I answered your question, Anthony. I think the business in town need to try. There has to be a way to get in touch with all of us. And I think the town's new website is great in trying to connect all of that together.
No, that's no, you did a great job, phenomenal job. And I think, again, it speaks to all the pride in town when you see all this activity. I did want to just follow up and give you some kudos. So I think most people know I spent most of my professional career in nonprofits. And I always think, you know, a nonprofit, the relationship between the executive director and the board is so critical. And you have, and I mean this complimentary, I know all of them, I love all of them, you have one of the most diverse boards in the sense of you have, and I mean this thing, you have Pat Bruno, who is very involved with the, we've had him on the show with the Civic League. You have Paul Donaco, who really spearheads the event planning committee. You have Al Turco, who's a force in town. Tom Mullen, you have people from the Savings Bank. I mean, your board is so many different voices, and, you know, kudos to you for being able to bring them all together and, you know, moving at least the chamber forward from the past years, as far as I've seen. You know, it's good. I think it's all moving in a good direction.
Well, I mean, I cannot take credit for the board. I have to say, like you said, the board, it is incredibly diverse. It is large. It's a very large nonprofit board, which is wonderful because you get all these different perspectives. And, you know, I think a lot, and I said this to Adam at the beginning, that a lot of people think that the Chamber of Commerce is a town organization, and it's not. We're a nonprofit. And I think what's good is we're also expanding into Linfield. We have brought on a couple of new directors from Linfield. You know, Kat's been on the board for a while from Linfield. But we have a few new ones, which is great, and we're looking to even grow that further. And, you know, their goal is really to keep this going. And I have to do a shout-out to Suzanne Bowering. She actually won the James Chisholm Award this year at our annual meeting. She, you know, she's done some phenomenal work for the chamber. And, you know, she stepped down as president after 5 years, which is a long time, but she's done a great job in getting myself up and running and, you know, Adam helping do that as well, which was great. So.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah, no, it's definitely awesome, everything that's gone on there, and thank you for that. and, you know, Suzanne's amazing, just for anybody who doesn't know her. I really love her, and anytime I get to talk to her, I like taking 5 minutes out of my day just to chat with her, see how she's doing. So what are some future projects that are coming up with the Chamber? Anything in the horizon that you guys are looking to work on or really want to tackle?
That's a loaded question. There's so much. We actually are doing our second annual, well, not, it's our second time golf tournament with the Stoneham Chamber. And we're actually, it was supposed to be in June, but we actually got rain delayed. So it's going to be in September. And it is, I mean, they say that the best deals are done on the golf course. I wish I golfed. I don't, so I get to run it. But that's going to be in September. And, you know, we're always looking for sponsorships and donations for that. We're also going to be hopefully doing some updates with Steve Mayo, doing a yearly town update. And then something that we had started with Dr. Zreich prior to his leaving, and I've already reached out to Dr. Smith about continuing it, is connecting the schools with the businesses. And not just they do, you know, the shadow day and the volunteer day, but how can the businesses in town really work together with the school in educating or providing training or things like that. I did work with the postgraduate program this year to try and help them find a site for the program, Working with WCAT as well is another, I'm sorry, I talk very quickly, so I'm talking too fast. Slow me down. But I've been meeting with Tom Stapleton at WCAT on how, you know, can we help them and they can help us. They are a wonderful resource in town, and they get to broadcast because of their facilities. They get to broadcast in many different areas, which can help a lot of people. So, you know, possibly having one of our seminars there that they can showcase. And one of my ultimate goals, I would love to do this, is take our calendar of events and create a town-wide one. So anyone in town can go to this one calendar and find every 5K that's going to happen. You know, the town keeps track of that because people have to get a permit. But,
you know,
example would be the summer reading program. The school department and the chamber co-hosted these Buzz book reads on Wednesday the 6th of this month, but that was also the Hartshorne House open house. And people were probably really torn because they wanted to do both. So if there was a calendar that could be centrally located, I think that would be great. And one of the ways that I've started doing that is the chamber has implemented a new software program that's member-focused. So they can go ahead, they have a login to our website, they can submit an event that will automatically go to our website. And only our members can do that right now, but, you know, I've had people ask me, can you put that on? And if it's especially nonprofit, of course, I'm going to try and promote them on our calendar.
Wow. I don't know how much time. Adam, did you guys start at 5:20 or 5:30? Again, I apologize for the dumb question.
It was a couple minutes after. I had some trouble with the website wanting to work with me, but it's going great now.
No, good.
We have like 8 minutes.
I did have a corollary question, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So, just on that note, I think a lot of people, when they view the chamber, it actually goes back to your point. They see the chamber not as a membership organization, but as an organization whose job it is to build up the downtown or to, you know, build up all businesses that, you know, on Main Street, Wakefield and whatnot, whether they're membership or not. How do you balance those two images? I mean, do you see yourself as an organization whose job it is to promote economic development in downtown Wakefield, or do you see yourselves more as a membership organization whose job it is to do what's best for their members, or is there just some natural overlap?
Definitely natural overlap. And Steve Mayo has also been incredibly welcoming to the chamber and incredibly supportive of the chamber. And I see the chamber as a lot of other chambers. I'm happy to help promote the economic development and, you know, finding ways to do that. So it's a learning process, I think, for all of us, especially as the Main Street program continues to grow, which I'm hoping it does. But that's just for Main Street. We've got all these other different areas in town. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, getting out to the other office. There's some office parks like Edgewater or even in Linfield Woods. And something else I'm thinking about is a meet your neighbor. You know, some of these people, they don't even know who else is working in the building, and maybe they can work together as well. How can they partner, you know? And that goes back to something else that I started this year was Restaurant Week, which from what the restaurants, I think we had 12 restaurants participate. And from what they've told me, you know, it was, you know, first year, people weren't really sure what it was going to be like. And, you know, we'll probably tweak it for next year. But I was saying to them, well, you know, Rada did some great work where she said, you know, go to one of the participating restaurants and bring your receipt in, you get a percentage off. So how can we get these businesses to partner with each other and support each other as well is something that I would like to do.
That's a great point.
Yeah, no, I think that's and just that marketing alone, with kudos to Rada for doing that, you know, and I think that's something that's definitely going forward. I really enjoyed the Restaurant Week. I know I went to a couple of places, and it worked out well for myself. I took me and my girlfriend once or twice, I believe. We're kind of towards the end, actually, here. So anything that you would like to add on, Marianne, just to let our viewers know, or listeners, I should say, know, and anything that you want to put out there?
A couple of things. First, our office did just move. which there was an article in the item. So we're at 5 Common Street now, and we're still settling in. But, you know, I encourage people to stop by, but if they're going to, please let me know because I'm not there all the time. I am still only part-time in this job, so it's, you know, it's just managing my time. But also keep up with our Facebook page. We're almost at 500 likes, so I'd love to hit the 500. And we're also on Twitter, so if people want to follow us there too, I'm always trying to post information for small businesses and share information like that. So.
Awesome.
I think that's it
that's great. And so if anybody wants to ask any more questions in regards to getting involved with the chamber or joining the chamber, is the website the best place to go to? Should they make an appointment with you? What's the best way to go about that?
They can go to the website. They can email me. My email is long. It's marianne@wakefieldlinfieldchamber.org. Post on Facebook, email me, call me. Whatever works for people. I love hearing from people. So I love meeting with them. I love finding out what the businesses want and what we can do to help and, you know, try and promote them because that's what we're here to do.
No, that's great. And what's your website specifically, just for our listeners out there so they can go to it?
Sure. It's www.wakefieldlinfieldchamber.org. And same thing
awesome.
With Facebook. Yeah.
Great.
And
great.
We're going to be at the Italian Festival. I think we're going to be raffling off, I am correct, I'm not going to say yet because it's not definite, but we may be raffling off something pretty big. We're going to be right on Main Street near Holiday Travel. So come visit us.
Awesome. You know I will be there.
I know you will.
I'm sure Anthony will probably make his way down. So, again, thank you for joining us on the episode this evening. I know you have to kind of run off to a meeting of some sort, so I don't want to, you know, keep you. So I will let you go if that's okay with you and unless Anthony has another question for you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Again, I'm so sorry for being late. And please
don't worry about
keep
it.
Up the good work. And you're part of a very active community that I think we're all lucky to be a part of.
Thank you. And you guys are doing a great job with this. You've got a good buzz going. So if you ever want me back on, I'd love to do it. You guys are great to talk with.
Sure. We will definitely have you back on hopefully soon.
Great. Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
You as well. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we have a couple minutes here, about 2 minutes to wrap up. So, again, just want to thank everybody for listening into the show. You can always go to our webpage, which is blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. You can find us on Facebook, The AP Course, or you can find us on Twitter, @The AP_course. Anthony, we have about 90 seconds. Anything that you would like to add on?
No, Patriots preseason game tonight. I'm excited about. And one thing, actually, I did want to talk to you about and maybe even put out there to people is, you know, very soon we're going to probably have town elections come up and, you know, we're going to start hearing the buzz. And I'm wondering if maybe me and you should have some candidates on, and I'd love to hear people how aggressive they'd like us to get with our questions. You know, usually we're very, you know, just tell us about yourself, but if we do have a big race in town, should we really push it and see how we can get some of these candidates to squirm, or if we should just let them have a free-flung platform?
You know, that's I'd be very open to doing something like that. I think that overall the town would benefit from listening to who's out there in not such a typical structured form. Not saying that the debates out there are not a good thing, but I think that you know, some of our questions are more local specific than your generic, oh, this happened in Ferguson, what do you think about that? And I'm not nitpicking Ferguson. It's just the first thing that came to my mind. But anyhow, yes, we should probably go about doing that. And I want to make a specific announcement real quick. 1,150 listeners, guys. That's 1,150. Thank you so much. Me and Anthony just started this just to we initially just thought we'd be talking about wrestling and making fun of each other. But now we get to talk to great community hosts like we just did with Marianne Cohen of the Wakefield Linfield Chamber. So great times, and we just want to continue doing this. Hopefully we'll have some more updates for you in the near future. I'm out of time. Thank you, Anthony. Talk to you all later.